Blog Talk Radio.
Ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing at the kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Pick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it, for the look, I don't light it. Still wait to hand me on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Hey, we getting jiggy with it. I know. Everybody was all into the Dots Effect. I was into the Dots Effect a little bit too. But when I scrolled through my studio looking for Dots Effect, I accidentally hit Get Jiggy With It. And I believe that there are no accidents. I believe everything happened for a reason. So, hey, sis, let's get jiggy with it one more time.
Let's get jiggy with it.
For a little bit.
A little bit. Hey.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know you.
That's all I'm gonna do. On your mark, get set, let's go. Hey, my Kills Corner family. Y'all, I still sound a little uncalish, if that is a word. I can use that word, right, sis? I can use that.
Uncalish,
we'll say. You won't be hearing me asking for no gray poupon or anything like that. But we're going to get through this show. We're going to do this thing. Y'all, it is Thanksgiving week, and your boy can't wait to eat, man. I cannot wait to eat. But you know what, Therese? I'm a little bit sad because My wife, my sons, everybody going to Memphis except for me. So, yeah, your boy going to be here darn near the whole weekend by himself. I got to watch Washington and Dallas by myself. Well, not by myself, because I'm going to have Ghost out the cage.
Oh, Lord.
Until he get on my nerves. Once he get on my nerves, you know, Therese. Bye.
Yeah.
Good night. Night. Get in that cage. Yeah. Exactly. Real funny. I told Elijah, I said, put the leash on Ghost and walk him. So Elijah happy, Ghost happy. They jumping around, da 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 da. He get his little collar on, and they're outside walking. Girl, I'm talking about 3 minutes later, Elijah was bringing him in the house. He said, hey, Pop. I said, what's up? He said, man, this Bama went out there and Waller laid around on his back in dog poop. He was like, this Bama got dog poop all over him. So I went out there. I had to see for myself. I saw the dog poop that he laid on, and I'm talking about not even 3 steps out of my building. He found dog poop and laid and played all in it. Yeah, I'm talking about.
Yes.
So I said, okay. I said, man, you got to give him a bath, man. He say, nah, man, I ain't messing with him. He
ain't
like
been
doing. He stink too much. So, you know, as it go in the household, everything fall downhill. So when Emmanuel came in, I said, man, you got to give Ghost a bath. Did I? Listen, I get up 4:30 every morning for Nike boots, District sweatsuits, Nike sweatsuits.
What? They didn't ask for that dog.
What?
They didn't ask for that dog, bro.
It don't matter. I didn't ask for liver, but my mother cooked it anyway.
You know what? I'm not even. I can test that with a bat.
As parents, we gotta find parents. We have
within
to find
reason.
Within giving the dog a bath ain't nothing bad.
Bro, no, that's your dog.
That's our dog. They
as
love him
fact,
too.
Hold on. That's not even a dog. Okay, that's a horse. That you want him, this child, and he, you know, we gotta say child because of the age. That's the only reason. Because he told us all out get up, but
yeah,
you want the child to give the horse a bath? No, sir.
It worked. Mm-hmm. It worked.
It has to.
All my lovers say, all my dog lovers say, no, I'm not about.
You know what?
They know I'm not about.
No, sir. I'm sorry.
Priest, how was? Oh my goodness, we have found something that is silencing trees. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, 007, you crazy. It was beautiful.
I had a good weekend.
It was. Oh, okay. I thought you said how was your weekend, but go ahead. Tell me about what made you.
I did. I said I had a good weekend. How was yours?
It was restful, but I was fighting this COVID mess, you know, and
you got COVID?
Yes, I had it.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So, you know, your boy wore his knees out. You know what I mean?
That's
praying to get this mess up off of me, Joe. I can't know. Mm-hmm. And then I asked my doctor, I was like, talk to Arthur. I stay in a face mask all the time. How did I catch COVID? She said, did you shake anybody's hand? And I was like, I'm always shaking people's hand at work. So from now on, it's fist bumps. People don't get nothing but fist bumps from me. From now on.
I ain't even fist bumping you. I'm in the air with mine. I'm in the air like the Panthers, the Black Panthers.
You play too much. You play too much. I can't stand her, y'all. I can't stand her at all. But, you know, doctor gave me the medication, told me what to do. I followed all of his instructions, kept the family away from me. And, girl, I was in this junk with rubber gloves, disinfected everything.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yes. Look, I went to do the sheets and pillowcases and stuff, and I was watching the ones that was in the closet, girl. I was like, everything. Reese was like, we ain't even used them. I was like, so what? They brothers got COVID. You know what I'm saying? I got to clean everything. So, but yeah. I'm good now. They've, you know, given me, like I say, the medication and everything, plus the prayer. So, yeah, your boy is A-okay at this point. The only thing I'm fighting now is this voice. The rest of my body feels absolutely 100% perfect. It's my voice now. So, hey, people were coming up to me at work like, hey, Mac, long time no see. And when I said, hey, what's happening? They heard my voice, instantly took 5 or 6 steps back.
I was like,
that's all it takes to get people out of my face. I should have been doing that. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it was a good weekend. sports wise, y'all gonna have to bear with me with these Wizards. I'm serious because I got a bone to pick. I got a serious bone to pick, and nobody, none other than Cap, started this mess with that post he put in Kale's Corner about wasted money. And yeah, so y'all thank Cap for this bone I got to pick, really. All right, y'all. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will discuss the latest in the NBA. We will discuss the Tyson Fury fight and its end result. Lady T will reveal the week 11 winners of Lady T's pick. We'll discuss briefly week 11 and what surprised or shocked you the most. We will also give our week 11 player of the week. Also, guys, because Lady T and I up last night discussing and talking about this, we're going to go ahead and give you guys Thursday off. So at 6 o'clock, at 6 p.m., we're going to do our picks for this week 12. At 6 p.m., we're also going to do our week 12 picks. All right? You can join Lady T and all our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real.
It's our only real.
No time about. That's our only. I can't wait for my voice is back. Look, girl, I was in here practicing saying, now time about. I was like, nah, that ain't it. No time about. That wasn't it. I said, this voice ain't back yet. Not that bad. But, hey, y'all know who this is, DMV Kale. Because I said it low. I don't like to say it. I don't like to say, no, I'm talking about. I like, no, I'm talking about. Yeah, that's it. All right. Lady T, anything else, anything you would like to add in this intro? The grandbabies, how they doing?
Oh, listen, everybody is doing amazing. Baby girl is settled into the house really good. All the great-grandparents, but they're actually the grandparents because I'm so used to being the grandparent. So the grandparents of our kids have helped tremendously with her moving as far as furniture and, you know, things to put in the house, like the living room set and the dining room set and all that stuff. So shout out to the grandmas. Shout out to Betty Anderson, and shout out to Brenda Gray. So those are our heroes. Yes.
That's what's up. It's nothing like family, man.
And Dirty's got a promotion. Yes.
Okay, well, good. Tell him he can go ahead and pay to get that tattoo removed.
you get to tell him yourself, bro.
Oh, he's here. Yes. Darius, you got the money. Get that tattoo removed. You're not a Washington fan. We don't want ya. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we shall return. 563-999-3782. We don't own the right to the music, but the boogie is all ours. All right?
All ours.
A tether of walk, we gonna tether of walk, the mother sucker.
Yeah.
Tether of walk, the sucker. A tether of walk, we gonna tether of walk, the mother sucker. Tether of walk, the sucker. A tether of walk, we gonna tether of walk, the mother sucker. Tether of walk, the sucker. A tether of walk, we gonna tether of walk, the mother sucker.
off the funk. Hey, get up off that funk. All right, y'all. The latest in the NBA, okay? What do you got? Treece, you tell me. What do you want to talk? The five underrated moves from the 2023 offseason? 2020, well, that's moves. Who opted in and who opted out of their deals?
That sounds good.
That sounds good there. So we're going to go into that. Who opted in and who opted out? Okay. Breaking down free agent. Yeah, no. Everybody knows that Harden was one of the biggest opt out of the 2023 deals with his deal with Philly. And girl, they got a nerve to have him dribbling the ball, going against Kuzma with thumb head standing in the back, looking like Ron Rivera with his arms crossed. But I'm gonna leave that alone.
I ain't said not one word.
Okay.
Nope.
Exercise under contract for one more year. There's Jordan Clarkson with Utah, Andre Drummond with Chicago, Danilo Gallinari. We know he's with Washington now. Rudy Gay with Utah, James Harden, of course, Josh Hart with New York, Talon Horton III with Utah, Daniel House Jr. with Philly, Damian Jones, Utah, Victor Oladipo, Miami, Otto Porter Jr., Toronto, Kristaps Porzingis with Washington, and Gary Trent Jr. with Toronto. Those are the players that exercised under contract for one more year. Excuse me, guys and ladies, I'm a little behind with this because I know Gallinari is no longer with Boston, but I'm pretty sure you guys, out of the names that I've named, know other players that exercised their right and moved. Treece, anybody on this list that you know has already moved besides Gallinari?
No, I was going to say that's the one I was going to point out, but that was the one I was going to point out. But everybody else, I think, is where they say they are, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the phones, to a basketball watcher.
What's up, Cap?
What's happening, Cap?
What's happening, Cap? Yo,
family. Yo, what up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, look, game.
How you feel?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, man, it was a party in Baltimore.
I know it was.
Truly was.
Yeah, but Andrew's getting hurt. You know, that hurt us a little bit. But,
oh, man,
you know,
yes,
next,
indeed.
Yeah, next man up, man. Next man up.
There you go.
That's my motto.
But you notice something? You notice that Lamar can't lock it on Andrews, so now he's using OBJ, Bateman, and Flowers.
You know, all his life
it was look for Andrews. If he ain't there, I'm running.
Yes, right.
You got to survey the field, so it's gonna help grow.
Sir, ooh, NBA.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
I know you feel good about this thing. I know you feel good.
I caught him off guard with the
answer. Yeah, she set me up. I went crazy too. My bad. I'm gonna bring it back. NBA. What I have to say about the NBA is we got Oubre over there in Philly. Mm. And that was a great pickup. I know he's been ran around a little bit. I know he started here, but he was a welcome addition in Philly until he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He got ran over. He didn't get hurt. He got hit.
Yeah. Right, right, right. But he's back practicing now. He's back practicing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Getting James Harden out of there, that was a big addition.
Addition
by subtraction. You feel me?
Yeah.
Bro, the ball is moving. The ball is moving, and Maxie losing his mind.
Cap, are you like everyone else who's saying that Harden is the problem with the Clippers now?
Nah, he's part of the problem. It ain't the problem. They had problems before he got there. The guys don't show up at playoff time. The guys the guys not available playoff time.
But
they regular season Chiefs.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, but we're in the regular season and they normally do their thing in the regular seasons, right?
Right, but it's early and now you got a dominant ball player like Harden trying to fit him in. Westbrook had a groove near the end of the season, carried him in the playoffs a little bit. Now he got to go to the bench because Harden is like, you know, because he has to start for some reason on a new team. That part I don't get. So Tyronn Lue coaching skills is getting exposed right now.
Yeah. And I hate when coaches do that, destroy the chemistry of their team to bring other players on the court.
Right.
Like you said, and I understand the Clippers is not or are not the same team that they were last season, but I don't see Harden helping them. I don't see Harden helping them at all. And that's just me.
Well,
Time
will tell.
Right.
It's too early to tell. It's too early to tell.
Yeah, it's still early.
Yeah. All right, let's go to another call. What's up, dude? What's up,
007?
007.
Oh,
Lord.
I knew it.
Before I talk about the NBA, can I give some love to Georgetown Hoys?
And Ed
Cooley of Georgetown Hoys and Howard University going to a bowl game. Yeah, bowl game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bowl game. For the first time in years.
I'll get excited
in a professional level.
Go ahead.
Man, those Wizards got a problem there. Man, A. Hurst is collecting the paycheck for Capital One Arena, and I'm hurting at the same time. It don't feel right, man.
Oh, and I'm glad you brought that up. Congratulations. 007 is coming up on a year at the arena, a year of service,
come on,
man. That's great.
That's
what
I'm talking about. Good job, brother.
Nah, I'm saying I'm going to say this straight up, right? And it's going to take 15 minutes. Thank y'all. Because I'm trying to tell you, y'all kept me upbeat every day to a point I go to bathrooms just to call y'all.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Oh, man.
Right, 57?
That is fact.
No,
57 is going to love been there a year.
But the team there, as I've been seeing, like watching the fans walk out of there, you know, well, actually, it'd be more fans of an opposing team than our fans. Like yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks came in the building, and I felt bad.
Deep.
We was in the game for a minute. And, you know, they let the game just go away in the fourth quarter. We lost by 13 points. Oh, man, it was a bad day yesterday.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I hope they win at least 19 games, but looks like they ain't going to get over 10 games where this point goes. Losing an in-season tournament in the bracket, no, we ain't going to get no trophy off of that.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
Well, right now, Right now, this Wizards team is 2-11. Yeah. That's their record,
yeah.
guys. 2-11. And
ain't winning a month.
Yeah, I'm here to tell y'all, I don't see a turnaround at all unless we make some trades. Unless we make some trades, then I'm optimistic again. And it depends on who we trade for, because we need
a big man. Training Poole. Jordan Poole, it's a rumor Jordan Poole going
to
be traded. I don't know when, but that's a rumor.
I'm going to tell you why. He need to be traded because his head done got too big for his body. And
yeah.
what I mean when I say that, every time that I watch y'all game and the coach is trying to coach him up or coach him or do a play or anything like that, he's not interested. He don't pay attention. And then when it's time, like at a timeout, they call a timeout and they go, you know, draw up a play for them, he's not even paying attention. He's not looking. He's telling the other people that I got this. It's my effing team. You know, because I can read lips. I'm reading his lips, and that's what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? So his
team is 2-11.
He's too big headed. But that's why Golden State got rid of him, and that's why he got punched in the mouth. You got too big headed for your own good. And I'm not promoting violence by any means necessary. I'm totally not. But I do understand where they was coming from. He probably was out of pocket, saying some old out of pocket stuff, and it got you punched in the face. Now you gonna be bounced around like a ball when you was already stable where you was. That's what got you moved. Your mouth.
Can I piggyback off of that? I'm more upset. He's not Nick. They not passing the ball to Javier. Like, why he's not in the game? They not putting him in the game or anything, and they're jacking up threes like they gonna make them. It's just everything. It gives me a headache.
It's just everything. I can't get through a quarter. Watching them.
Yeah, because
exactly.
thumbhead declared this was the season of threes.
Yep.
He told them he want them to shoot at least 43-pointers a game.
Oh,
don't make
goodness.
It. To shoot.
Yeah, 43-point a game.
Goodness.
Yeah. All right, y'all, let's bring Darius in. D-Mob, what it do?
D-Mob. Congratulations.
How everybody doing?
Hey, man.
What up?
We waiting for you to take care of the last call. Yeah, that bad.
You say y'all waiting on me to take care of the last call?
Yeah, all this new money. We know you ain't going to change the
track. Nah, I ain't getting no new money, man. I ain't getting no new money. It's all old.
Oh, man. That's true. It's all old. But go ahead.
Yeah.
What say you about this NBA thing, man, right now?
Hold on, but Darius, Cap said congratulations. That's first. You got to acknowledge that.
Congratulations on what?
I told him you got a promotion.
Okay. That's okay. Gotcha. Appreciate
See?
That, Cap.
No problem.
That's when you got that bread, man. You ain't even think about the promotion no more. That's when you got that bread. Yeah, ask Cap, when they promoted me, I spent maybe 3 days calculating what my check gonna be from now on.
Yeah,
I thought about,
dude,
yeah,
I do
yeah,
same
I thought
thing.
About, yeah, yeah.
I know you see,
just keep working. That's all.
Oh, man.
That's all.
I like that. This NBA, man. What's the latest story that got your mind right now, if any?
I go to over there with the Pacers, if anything, with Tyrese Haliburton. Feeling like he's probably like the best point guard, like besides this, right now. To me, he's the best point guard in the league right now. Between him and maybe like a LaMelo, because LaMelo is also on fire right now. I don't know if a lot of people paying attention to it, but he lighting the league up right now. But between them two, because they both young.
Mm-hmm.
young, that's who I'm paying attention to.
Okay. That's
Halliburton is losing his mind.
He's going stupid.
And y'all know what? One comment, and I forgot to say this. That young boy, Bilal, with the Wizards, I love his game. I love his game. That young boy is showing that he was worth that first round pick for this Wizards team. That's all I wanted to say. I ain't all down on the Wizards. I do like what I'm seeing from that young boy, Bilal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Halliburton, like Darius said, he is losing his mind. He's lost his mind out there, the way he's been playing.
Yeah. Yep. A little USA experience. I think that helped too. Boosted his confidence.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's something about the transition when you have guys who have, like Cap say, a little bit of USA experience, because they really have time to adjust that overseas game to that USA game. So that is a great point. That's a great point. You know,
I mean, you're playing with a lot of stars also. So
exactly.
You're able to bring that back and translate to your team.
Mm-hmm.
So Halliburton, he's playing on another level.
You know, Philly could have had him for Simmons. They could have had him and Hill for Simmons.
Hmm.
Wow. They missed out.
Yeah, big time.
Y'all missed out on that one.
Yeah.
Big time.
But,
I mean, the Kings missed out, too, because Kings let him go really for nothing.
Who did?
Yeah.
The Kings.
The Kings had him first.
Oh, yeah.
They just let him go, just to let him go, honestly.
They
let him go because they had Fox.
They got Sabonis.
But for him and Fox would have been like that together. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I would have kept Halliburton over Sabonis in my opinion. But yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
But Sabonis playing out of his mind too now. Sabonis, I mean, that white boy. I mean, I don't mean to say like that, but we didn't say white boy. But that guy is playing. That guy's playing out of his mind too.
Yeah.
Yep, literally play the Lakers.
He gets up for them.
Yeah.
I have a question for y'all.
Go ahead.
What happened to the Spurs?
What you mean?
They were on the street for a minute.
They rebuilt.
They fell off.
Yeah. One thing that we always forget. Every team in the NBA is not the same team. You know what I mean? Everybody has something different, to bring to the table. I was speaking of that Milwaukee-Washington game last night. I'm looking at Milwaukee, and because I've been so involved with football, I really haven't had a chance to not just observe the rosters, but know who's where. And Milwaukee got a steal with Damian Lillard. He was shooting like his name was Steph Curry last night. I mean, that boy was throwing that ball up from every and anywhere. And I was like, okay, you know, and nothing disturbs me more, y'all, I'm going to keep it 100, than to have to look at another team and say, that's why I know how Bilal is playing so good for this Wizards team, because I'm like, I have to see somebody on this Wizards team. And Thumbhead is actually making a good move by giving this young man more playing time. I believe by mid-season he'll be a starter on this Wizards team. I don't know who he's going to replace, but I say because he's playing the best basketball on this squad, I don't give a damn. Replace them.
I mean, he can replace any of them dudes, man. None of nobody on the Wizards really performing besides like a Corey Kispert. I mean, all the other dudes is, yeah, all of them really replace me. I mean, Yama will do what Warriors doing. Look over there with the Warriors roster, honestly, because Warriors ain't doing nothing with who they got. Y'all might as well mix and match. Got to get a Wiggins.
I mean, they're doing Jordan Poole over here for crying out loud.
Hey, I know. That's what I'm saying. Continue to bring some more of them guys over here. Try to go get Wiggins, because Wiggins ain't doing nothing. None of them dudes over there helping carry. That's another storyline.
Well, yeah,
hey, Wiggins
would
be a perfect match for over here. I take him over Poole.
Yeah, but
right
but,
now.
Wiggins still young.
And yeah. Wiggins is a better second half player. When the weather breaks and everything is good, Wiggins usually shows up. We don't really hear a lot about him at the start of any season, but midway through, all of a sudden he's an all-star. So maybe Golden State just trying to wait for that to transpire. You know, I don't know. All right, let's go to the Huckleberry. What's up, Huck?
What's up, everybody?
Hey,
what
up?
I'm glad. Hey, what's up, nephew? I'm glad we stopped on the Wizards. I'm glad we stopped right there before y'all called me in. Because I'm listening to everybody talk, Tom Head, and what we need to do. What we need to do is go ahead and get the number one draft pick that's coming out of college, that boy from Purdue, and start off from my center position. That's what we need. That's the way we need to start off. I like the boy Bilal, like Kale was saying. I like his game, but we need some help, and the help is not coming from Jordan Poole, because last night he looked like a fool out there playing.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know what he's thinking.
Like a fool.
He ain't engaged.
Huh?
He's not engaged.
You know?
What they putting out there? Like it's like he's not buying in to what they're selling.
You know what?
I'm not promoting
it. It's just Poole don't respect none of them dudes. Like he just came from playing with Curry, Clay. Look at the Drake. Like look at the guys he just came. Now he get over here with who? That's what it looked like to me. He only respect Poole. And that's
well,
some fast. They just want to look good together.
Let me ask you this, nephew. You asked for this. You asked to be on a team where you were the man and you could lead the team. Now you got it. You the man now. Lead the team and stop acting like you're looking for something.
I'm with Cap. Nothing shows you exactly what a team is or isn't like once a trade has been made. And you see the new player coming in and how that player is meshing with that team. And judging by what I'm seeing, I mean, if I'm the coach and we're in a huddle for a timeout, you're not going to be sitting there conversating with somebody who's not even in uniform. You're not going to do that, bro. You're going to talk with your team, and we're going to try to come up with something that'll change the outcome of this game. When I saw that video that Cap posted in Kale's Corner, I was just like, yeah.
Why?
Grab him. Grab him and make him. Normally when players come off the floor for the timeout, they sit in the chair. And then the coach sits in the chair across from him, pulls out the clipboard, draw up the play. Jordan Poole was nowhere near the huddle, y'all. Jordan
I'm trying
Poole
to say, it's always been like that, Kale. It's always been like that.
I think you're right, sis. I think what you said about
he
doesn't respect
in.
Them.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's what it looked like. Total disrespect.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And then the coach grabbed his arm and was like, pay attention. You know, like trying to get him to pay attention. He looked at the coach and said, F that, it's my team, and walked off.
This team offensive rebounds, though.
So what?
And you
so
got
what?
You got
how
two rings. You supposed to know how to win.
How many times did he stop somebody from Milwaukee scoring? How many times did he throw his hand in the passing lane? Because this is stuff that I love to see. Yes, shooting hoops and dunks and all that is exciting. But to me, a defensive play is just as exciting. That's just me.
Exactly.
Well, he's never been that type of guy anyway.
We
pulled off
of turnovers yesterday. We created four turnovers, scored none. They created 15, scored 18.
Go ahead.
I was saying the Bucks created 18 they created 18 turnovers and scored 18 points. The Wizards created 4 and scored no points off of it. And then I'm looking at the alarming part. I'm looking at 16 offensive rebounds from the Bucks to our 5. Combined total 30.
Well, when you got
– But we have Gordon Poole – go ahead. Go ahead, Kale.
When you have both Lopez brothers, the Antetokounmpo brothers, and the guy that used to play here in Washington. No, the guy that came from Chicago to Washington to Milwaukee. Got no one. The black guy with the round head, man.
Oh, Portis.
Portis. Yeah. When you have Bobby Portis, when you have all these big guys, and that was the bone that I mentioned at the beginning of the program. What is up with this Wizards management team? You go in here and Gafford, I don't know if his money is weighing his pockets down or whatever, but Gafford used to be a guaranteed bucket in the paint. Now, I know Milwaukee is a taller team. I know that. And I know he's recently been injured. I know that as well. But, bruh, this is how you've been playing all season from what I've watched.
We got a sorry team. That's just the bottom line.
Y'all do have a sorry team.
Anybody in the league can beat us.
Sorry, 57. But Gavin is playing
hurt. No, you're sorry, sis. I don't know why we just keep kicking this can, man, up and down the daggone road and everything. Cap.
You know why? You know why?
007. That team is terrible.
You know why? Because our next caller always tell us, be patient. Come on, Tang.
Oh,
Lord. Come on,
Tang. Yeah, it's calling family. Much love and respect. What's up, everybody? Well, I'm going to get straight to it.
What up, beloved?
Because y'all talking about them with
it. Hey, look.
I ain't going to say no names. I'm just going to tell y'all just like this. I don't watch the games because of a couple of reasons that I heard on here just now. For one, they don't go in there. They don't have no big man. Jordan Poole don't listen. I don't even know when the last time I watched a Bullets game. And then I like what 57 said, I heard them say this before the season started, that they was not going to win no more than 16 games because they're trying to get in that lottery pool before to get a good pick because this wasn't a team that they was going to do nothing with. And I don't watch them. I can't tell you nothing about them right now.
Well,
I ain't gonna lie.
I can tell you they suck, bro.
Oh. When I heard them talking about they was playing the Bucks last night, I said, man, I'm not turning that game on. I wasn't
right.
thinking about
it. But, let me say this. The final score doesn't tell the story of the game because throughout all the way and even partial of that fourth quarter, the Wizards were hanging. They were hanging with Milwaukee. I mean, to the point where I was like, okay, let me watch this for real. Because they hanging.
There was about 5 minutes left in the game.
Yep.
They was down by like 8 points, 5 minutes in the game.
Yep, and they put Damian Lillard, the haircut Lopez brother, and Antetokounmpo in the game.
Robin
Lopez. Okay. And Antetokounmpo in the game, and it was, we look like Suitland High School out there against them boys. I'm trying to tell
you. But that's the reason why y'all came back, because they wasn't in the game. That's the reason why y'all came back. And then once they put them back in the game, because y'all was down, so, you know, went down, got it down to eight, they said, oh, let me stop playing with these guys, because they look like they're trying to win. So let me put these guys back in here. And then as soon as they put back in there, it went right back up to 13 quick, fast.
DC Sports, terrible.
And then y'all was fighting 13 the rest of the game.
No, not all of them. The Caps doing good, I would like
to
say.
Don't put the Capitals in there with that yet.
Thank you.
Not the Nationals, not the Mystics, not the DC soccer team. You can't put none of them in there.
Yeah.
We
got a soft spot for Georgetown, Cap. We got to stay with
Georgetown. Back to back.
I'm with you.
They going to get it turned around. They're going to have it turned around.
I think so, too.
Hey, Howard University, too. Shoot, now
what's the coach's name? The man with all that stuff in the back of his neck.
Cooley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He took Providence to the Sweet 16 last year. He might do it with Georgetown this year.
Oh, yeah. But he's going to get over it.
No, not
last year.
Yeah, he got a team there last year. Not Hoyas, the team he had before the Hoyas.
Providence Friars. That's who I said, sir. Big East.
Yeah.
We played them twice this year. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I got a phobia. I cannot. Every time he coaching, I cannot stop watching that man's head.
Everybody.
I already said the stuff on the back of his head. It's a fungus. I mean, it's something that happens with it. It's like a fungus or something.
Hey,
it's time for him to go ahead and get the razor then or the clippers or something.
No, he's doing
you don't
the right
need to have
thing.
Hair over
just
here on this.
He's doing the right thing.
Man.
Leave that man alone. He's doing the right thing. Let it go. That's
right.
Yeah, he said he's already with Daddy, wherever he's been at.
Right.
How do you cut that when you go to the barbershop, though? What
you
tell them to do?
Can't do that. You got to go around it. You can't cut that. You can't cut that. You're going to put an infection in the mother people clippers, man. You got to let that. You got to get that. You got to go get some medicine, man. You can't cut that, man. You see blood all on the clippers.
Yeah, somebody
have his own clippers.
Somebody else be walking around with the skull scalp. Nah. Nah.
Yeah.
I'm fighting
the chase. I ain't touching this conversation at all.
I'm fighting and I'm suing. Whoever cut right here.
Okay. I'm fighting first and suing second.
All right, one more call.
SHI 2/3.
You know, sugar, honey, iced tea. 984, you on the corner. Give us a know what's happening.
Hey.
984.
The Wizards and the Commanders all belong in the trash.
Wow.
Who said that?
That's the truth.
Who's that talking? Who said that?
57?
It's the truth.
No,
not me. I agree with the second one, but the first one I don't agree with.
Who said it? Now y'all ain't trying to talk. 007, was that you?
Nah,
that was
D-Mob.
D-Mob.
Nah, that wasn't me. I wasn't even talking. I ain't going to put that on me.
That was 984. He said it and then hung up. Whoever it was.
And then hung up.
All right, let's go.
Anonymous.
Let's bring this Bama on. Come on, Gerald. You Bama.
Don't put me in the team.
We'll get you back in, you Bama. All right, y'all. Great conversation, y'all. Great conversation. We're going to take a quick pause. And, hey, what the hell, man? Let's go ahead and talk Week 11. Lady T going to give us the winner from Week 11 since Cap decided to give everybody a break. You know what I mean, this week and not jump in. Let's see who did what. You know. Hey, look, I ain't going to lie, Cap. I started to call you and say, man, just give me your. But I said, nah, he giving away shirts. He giving away shirts.
I want everybody to pick a shirt instead of the money. Everybody pick a shirt instead of the money. It ain't worth it. Right. Just get them shirts.
And the last thing we need is him come back on here on Tuesday being all cocky about what he won.
Hey, Tree.
Have you put that trophy up yet, Cap?
With that being said, Tree, this is no longer your song. This is Cap's song. Cap versus Cap. We'll be right back.
I ain't never ran from a I ain't never. If I did cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up, you don't wanna see me pissed off, real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me, why not? Ain't worth my energy, what you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it, I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever, I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever, I never ever ever put a for the money, gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me, don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep, okay. Can't get the hood out of me, you know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang, cavity teeth, you been out there.
So, tomorrow, y'all, I'm telling you, Cap going YouTube that song, and I guarantee you, you're going to walk up to me with that song playing. Come on, Lady T.
Y'all know what time it is. I'm going to give y'all the new winner of Week 11. Tank, you no longer have the crown. You no longer have the crown, or maybe you do. We don't know yet. Let's see. Let's see. All right, you guys. So we're going to start at six picks, guys. Six picks. We got to get these picks up, y'all. We got to get these picks up. Six picks. We got 007.
I know it ain't me this week.
That's you. You got six picks. Seven picks. We're going to keep it moving. Seven picks. DMV picks.
Hey,
Joe. Eight picks, you guys. Eight picks. We have 57 in his twin tank.
Oh, Lord.
All right. If y'all ain't heard y'all names yet, that means you could be the winner. And guess what, y'all? It ain't nothing but ladies left. This
it's
is
a female,
tug of war. This is a ladies tug of war right here.
Damn.
All right. Yes, the ladies were smarter than everybody on Week 11. Y'all just remember that, all right? Nine picks, you guys, nine picks. Coming in, Meemaw, Mom Betty, and myself, Lady T. If you still haven't heard your name, you are very young. You know who it is. Poor Reese cut up with the 10 picks. Yes. Reese cut up with the 10 picks. Reese cut up at 1, Week 11. Week 11 belongs to Reese Cup. Reese Cup, what you got to say, girlfriend?
Yeah, Reese.
That's right.
Reese, the household finally got a winner.
Hey, you going to get him, baby. Get him, baby. Get him, baby.
Two times.
Yeah,
that's right, Reese.
That's
right. This is her second time winning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
hold up that banner, baby. Hold up that banner.
Reese won week two. She's a week two winner, and she is a week 11 winner. Okay?
Yeah. Tell that Bama put some respect on your name, man. Got that back.
No,
she
got respect.
Put some respect. She ain't got that
for everybody.
Mm.
Not
everybody. Mm.
Oh, my. Damn. Yes.
I ain't playing no
say,
more.
Reese?
I ain't playing no more.
Thank you very much. Reese, tell Kel to call you the champ all week.
The champ.
Go ahead, Reese. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Reese.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I demand
okay.
a recount. I demand
Reese,
a recount.
Let me say, Reese, you
Reese
won. Everybody had nine. All of us had nine. Me, you, me, Ma, everybody. But we picked the Chiefs and you picked the Eagles. That's how you
do
it.
Yeah. Philly 2
for you, baby.
So she literally won the last play of the game.
Last play of the game.
Man.
That's awesome right there.
Man,
yeah,
shut
the
up.
Receivers over there.
Y'all
hey,
shut
Reese,
up.
I like that laugh you got, too. I love that.
Man,
Reese,
shut up.
Shirts. What kind of, we'll talk after the show. We're giving out shirts, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll
oh,
talk
Lord.
After the show.
All right, now let's bring the Bama back in because he wants to talk Giants. Go ahead, G. Talk about your
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Nope, I don't. I don't
hey,
know what you're talking about.
Hey, Kel.
Yeah.
How you lose to the worst team in the NFL right now, Kel?
Hey, the thing about it, how do we lose twice to y'all and still stay on top of y'all? And still stay on top of y'all.
Oh, sweet. Look, I'll keep you on top of what? All those are all sweet. That's what I do, though.
I know you was going. Yeah, I knew you was going to say that. You posted it. Too many. This Bama posted it on Kel's Corner. He went on Facebook. This Bama went everywhere, and I'm like, damn, bro. Last week your phone ain't work. You ain't had no social media.
It was supposed to work. It was supposed to work Sunday. We weren't supposed to be south.
No, hey, y'all wasn't. But anytime you have six opportunities given to you, you're going to win the game, bro. Anytime you have six opportunities, I'm talking about. I can't recall the last time my team had three fumbles and three interceptions. I mean, I'm sorry, four fumbles.
I'm gonna tell you why.
And two interceptions in
why.
One game. Why? Tell
we
me
walked
why.
Into your house. We walked into your house and said, you know what? We may not beat nobody else, but we're gonna beat them Commanders though. And that's what happened.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
They ain't got no hot water afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hot water.
So all y'all went home funky. All y'all went
We gonna have a hot water, but y'all in hot water.
No.
Our coach is
hot water, but we all ain't
hot
in hot
water.
Our coach
your whole coaching staff is in hot water.
Okay.
Nobody can know hot water, but they ain't hot water.
Hey, look,
they in hot
listen.
Water.
Congratulations on winning the game without the referee's help this time. I can say that.
Without the refs. Always got to pull that card. Here it goes.
Because it's true, man. I mean, we all speak the truth. Kale's Corner.
Oh,
just Kale. Keeping it real is our only real, bro.
The rest can't stop your fumble.
That's what I'm saying.
The rest can't stop your interception.
No, they did not. No, they did not. Every mistake. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute now. If you want to talk about sacks, bruh, we had nine of them. We had nine of them.
Hey.
No.
May I say this as a Commander fan?
What's that?
We simply got out whoop out there.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Robinson didn't hold the ball. You're supposed to hold the ball. You move the ball down the field. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You fumble the ball. Logan Thomas fumbled the ball. And you got a dude who lives in the parents' house, the parents washing his clothes, business, food, throw three touchdowns or the dang on secondary. We got out. Whoop.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing.
No, it's not.
It's embarrassing that the team, you know, the secondary getting burnt by, you know, this quarterback. Like, it's supposed we was expected to be better, you know,
well,
with the youngest, you know.
Our running back played wide receiver.
My player of the week.
Can't blame that front on the front line. They had nine sacks in the game. How we have nine sacks in the game and we lose?
Because
that has not been done since 1984. Somebody get nine sacks and lose the game. I forgot who it was.
When you give that ball away six times, bruh, and we had no turnovers. No turnovers at all. It was like Brian Dabo said, one of y'all hold them up, the other one get the ball. And that's the way that they played.
I said them kills on fire right now, boy. I said, how this kitchen right now, boy.
I saw that.
Nah, the fact that I know this game means we at the end of the Ron Rivera trail, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. Now, listen. I'm glad Kale's Corner comes on Tuesday instead of Sunday because the FCC and everybody would have shut us down because I was a horse cussing son of a gun. You understand me? The dog looked at me like, what you just say? I'm trying to tell y'all. I was, heated.
What?
Yes, I was.
Kills the whole time, too.
This Bama text me at the third quarter. I'm like, bruh, it's four quarters to the game, man. At least let us lose, and then talk your trade. I ain't gonna lie to you, G. Normally, when people do that during the game, we find a way to turn it around. But like I said, man, that offensive line, listen, they was wet cottonelle out there. I'm trying to tell you, if they didn't get a sack, they got to hurry. If they didn't get a hurry, and the refs tried to help us out and call roughing the passer on one play, what do we do? Fumble it the very next play. I said, man.
I was going to say, give it right back.
Gave it right back to him. So, hey, congratulations, Giants. Y'all did what y'all was supposed to do.
I just enjoyed talking. Like I said, I didn't think we were going to win that game, man. I was all set to lose it. I said, I just want to watch the game anyway. But I said, when I saw what I was seeing, I said, oh, I got a best with Cam.
Clem, we threw two passes over 40 yards. The first one was an interception. And the second one, ain't nobody catch it but the grass. I said, man, come on, man. I didn't like the non-use of Terry McLaurin. That irked me because I'm like, he's shown you triple covered, double covered, does not matter. He's going to go up and get that ball. We didn't use him.
You know what I said? When I was looking at the game and I said, uh-oh, I said the Giants is going to win this game. I said I know 007 over there mad as a mug because he picked the Giants. And then we went on him so hard that he changed his pick. So I said, I know he over there, you know, burning up.
Yeah,
he changed his pick.
Because he picked the Giants.
I mean,
hey, somebody went on me, too. I don't pick Giants. I ain't know what I'm talking about. Shoot, look at this defense.
I'm
not even ready for Thanksgiving.
007, the Giants came into our stadium 2-8. Nobody saw us or them having the game that they did, bro. Seriously.
Right.
Nobody. We know why 57 picked them.
It's like we're scared of prosperity, man. That's what it is. We're supposed to be winning this game. So you go to Dallas, you're going to Dallas on Thanksgiving. What's the mood like now?
Trap game. I'm telling y'all, trap game. For some reason, this team gets up to play Dallas. This will be our first meeting of this season. For some reason, this team gets up. Do what?
I'm telling y'all, if the Commanders beat the Cowboys, that's like, what's his name? The dude beat Mike Tyson. That'd be the biggest upset of the year. Because the Cowboys beat the Giants 40-something to nothing in the first game of the season.
That's going
to
be the
y'all
want
to get up to play the Eagles. It's like the Redskins get up to play anybody in their division. They really get up to play them. But for some odd reason, it's like, I don't know. The Giants just got y'all number for something. I don't know.
This year, yeah. I was the first one to say that. The Giants got our number, y'all. We are under new ownership. But there's still a lot of things that needs to be fixed. There's still a lot of things that need to be changed. Seriously. We can feel bad and all that. This is our time to do that. But we cannot take away the effort that the other team put up. We gave them the ball.
Yeah.
They took it. So,
I
mean.
I said,
the hell's on fire, boy. Yeah. Sunday and Monday, I wasn't a good dude to be around. But, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night might not be that good either because Reese won the picks. So, y'all might want to leave it. Yeah, all in the uproar. You know, the dog ain't eating his snacks no more. The kids done colored their hair. Everything crazy around this young. Everything crazy around this job. But no, hey, good game. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Everything. I'm putting pots on the stove, warming up water, y'all. that's how backwards it is over here. Y'all talk about I flush the toilet and the sink runs. But hey,
just about all the home teams won. Only home teams that didn't win yesterday was week 11. Only home teams that didn't win was only 3 games out of 16 games was the Panthers, the Commanders, and the Chiefs. Some of the only games
that's
the
same.
Yeah, every other home team won.
Yeah,
and two of them teams Ron Rivera coached.
Yeah. Well.
Was he ever even a part of the Chiefs? No.
Hey, he was part of the Carolina Panthers. Oh my goodness,
right.
This is crazy.
I tell you what, if the people that know are right on this, and Ron Rivera get fired, whether we win or lose Thursday, I'm coming in here Tuesday with Celebrate Good Times. I'm telling y'all right now. That's the song we coming in on. I probably play that song like 3 times during the show. I'm trying to tell you.
Pittsburgh playing
now.
Yeah, they just got rid of Canada.
Hmm. Yep. Four straight losing seasons. Like, what is four straight?
Seven,
this is four straight.
What you think about that,
57? Yeah, 57. What you say about that?
It took too long. Should have been got rid of him. You know, our defense was winning the game for us. Our offense wasn't doing anything. So you can't call a game that you're afraid to throw the ball over the middle. You know, you just want to throw these little side routes and or down edge patterns. It took a long time, but he did the right thing. It was either him or him. One of them. I was ready to get rid of everybody Sunday.
You took too long emailing them, 57. You should have been sent your email in. Yeah,
I was giving Mike Tomlin a benefit of the doubt this time. I was giving benefit of the doubt this time. You know, trying to hold on, see how long he was going to go with this guy.
I feel. I got it.
All right, y'all. That was week 11. We're going to take a quick break. And y'all know about the music, what's coming next. 563-999-3782. Here we go.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Got to run like a double. Spice like gumbo. Spice on the bubble. Y'all look, ain't ready. Tasting the bubble. Got a kind of medic in the buddy. Sharp as a machete. Don't buy dust. Herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive, it's alive, your head spins. Stop walking that one way.
Lady T's right here. Let's see who else is with us. Let's see who else.
Let's make sure everybody's here.
All right,
I know
Gerald.
Kid, you here. Oh,
yeah.
My
Gerald, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Mima.
I'm here.
Okay. Chang.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 57.
Yes, sir.
Reese Cup. Oh, 007.
Yep.
Cap.
Yes, sir.
All right. And Lady T and myself. We are here.
And my Betty is here.
My Betty. We turn it over to Lady T. It's all on you, boo.
All right, y'all. Let's do this pretty quick so we can have enough time because we won't be here for the rest of the week, and we're going to miss you guys so very much. So we're going to start. Please keep your comments to the end, you guys. We want to go through this as quick as possible, okay? So if it's a game y'all want to talk about, let me know. I'll put a star beside it. Donation is $5, $MAMABOSS, the number 5. Let's go. Packers, Lions, you guys. We got 3 Thursday night games. Well, not night, but 3 Thursday day games. You got Packers and Lions are number 1. Packers and Lions are number 1. Come on, Reese Cup, start us off. Winner?
Lions.
Come on, 007.
Lions.
My Betty says Lions. Cap, what say you?
I'm going with the Lions.
Come on, 007. I mean, I'm sorry, 57.
Packers.
Packers.
I was thinking about that.
Come on, G.
I'm going Packers.
Mima. Green Bay.
And Rodgers ain't there, yeah.
Lions.
Kel.
Lions.
Lady P is going Lions. All right, next division game we have, is Cowboys. Commanders at the Cowboys. I am going to do some honors right quick because I know who's doing what. Tang, I have to go to the Cowboys.
And you know it.
007. Are you going Washington or are you going Cowboys?
Whoa.
I know I love the Commanders. But,
okay,
hey, look, so they proved it to me. And going with, I got to go with the star. I'm going with the star.
I got you. Okay. Mom Betty said, she fooled me. She said Cowboys. Mima, you going Cowboys?
Nope, I'm going with the
Washington.
Home team, win or lose.
Got you.
I know that's Mima.
That's my Mima.
Kel, I got you down for Washington.
You know it.
Reese, what say you, Reese?
Washington, okay. Hey. Hold on, y'all. Hold your thoughts.
Cap, what say you?
Dallas,
man.
Hate to say this,
Commandos. Damn. G, what say you, G?
I'm going Commanders.
Dang.
I hope they win.
Next division game we have, I put a star beside that one.
Therese, yes. You ain't give us your pick. Who you picking?
I said Cowboys. I said Lady T Cowboys.
All right, that'll work.
The next game is a division game. Also, this is another division game. We have the 49ers versus the Seahawks. This game is in Seattle. Okay, this game is in Seattle. Lady T is picking 49ers. Mom Betty says 49ers.
Sweet.
Cap, what say you? I heard you talking.
49ers. You kidding me?
57, what say you?
Seahawks.
Oh.
You must don't want to win. All right, 007.
Whatever, 49ers.
Gene, what say you?
Lord, this 49ers.
49ers, okay. Mimo, what say you?
49ers.
Come on, Ricky Cup.
49ers.
Shane.
49ers.
Kale.
49ers.
All right, y'all. All right, that is the Thursday game. We're going to switch it over to Friday. Sorry. This game is on Friday. Dolphins versus the Jets. Dolphins versus the Jets. I'm going Dolphins. What say you, Tang?
Dolphins.
Come on, Reed.
Dolphins.
Come on, Kel.
Come on, Kel.
Dolphins.
Come on, G.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to go with the Jets. I'm upset.
Okay. All right. Come on, Mima.
Donate.
Dolphins.
My Betty says Dolphins. Come on, 007.
Dolphins.
Cap.
Dolphins.
57.
Dolphins. The Dolphins.
Okay, Miami. All right. Let's go, you guys. We got Buccaneers at the Colts. Buccaneers at the Colts, you guys. Come on, G.
I'm going Colts.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going to go with my Tampa Bay.
Okay. Come on, Tay.
I'm going with Tampa Bay also.
Come on, Reese. Colts. Come on, Cam.
Colts.
Double 007.
Colts.
My baby says Colts. Come on, Cap.
Tampa Bay.
57.
Buck and ear.
I am going Buck as well. Y'all hear me? Buck. All right. Patriots versus the Giants. This game is in New York. Patriots versus the Giants. You guys. Come on, Mima.
Giants. I'm a hater. Giants.
Come on, G. Giants.
You don't go with my Giants. You know that.
I got you.
I'm loyal.
I see. Mom Betty says Giants. Come on, Cap.
Oh, man. I go with the Giants.
57.
Patriots.
Bam.
Mac Jones.
Hey.
Come on, 007.
Only people the Giants can beat is Commandos.
Miss Bass due to the Giants. I'm going with them.
Come on, Cam.
Giants, man. Nah, New England.
All right. Matt Jones and Tappy the trash.
Hey, Patriots, man. Big bro said, hell nah. Picking them.
Come on, Reed.
Patriots.
I'm going Giants. All right. Steelers versus the Bengals. This game is in Cincinnati. I am going to put Steelers for 57. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mima, what say you?
Steelers, I guess. I guess.
Yes, I'm going to let y'all know Joe Burrow out.
Yeah, Joe. Joe Burrow is out the game, y'all. Torn ligament in his wrist.
Okay, I'll go with Steelers.
Come on, G.
Not now.
I'm going with Steelers.
Mom Betty says Steelers. 007.
That backup quarterback right there. Bengals.
Boy, oh boy.
Come on, Cap.
I'm going to Steelers.
I got 57. I'm sorry. Come on, Tang.
Steelers.
Come on, Kale.
Steelers.
Come on, Richie Cup.
Bengals.
Damn, do I need to change mine?
Can you put a star beside this, sis?
I'm going Steelers. I'll put a star beside it. We'll come back to it. Panthers versus the Titans. Panthers versus the Titans, you guys. This game is in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Come on,
Cam. I'm going with the Titans.
Come on, Tang.
Panthers.
Did you fall off the kitchen chair?
I'm going with Titans.
Both of them, sorry.
Come on, 57.
Titans.
phone was up.
Come on, Cat.
I'm sorry. Who's the teams again?
Panthers, Titans.
Oh, Lord. Toilet bowl. I'll go with the Panthers.
Titans?
No, Panthers.
Oh, Panthers. Okay.
When you start smoking, Cap.
I'm going Titans.
Mom Betty says Titans. Come on, Reese Cup.
Titans.
Come on, Mima.
Titans. The Titans.
Have you seen Derrick Henry?
I'm going Titans as well.
30, 30,
all right, you guys, let's keep it moving. Jaguars versus the Texans. Jaguars versus the Texans.
Ooh, good
you guys hear me? Jaguars versus the Texans. Come on, Cap.
Oh, man, I'm going to go first. I'm going to go with I'm gonna go with the Jaguars on this one. That's a tough one.
So you said Jag? Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Come on, 007.
Texans.
My Betty says Texans. 57, what say you?
Got to go against Cap, Texans.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, Cam.
Jags.
Come on, Tang.
Jags.
Come on, Reese.
Jags.
Mima.
Jaguars.
Come on, G.
I'll go with Jag.
Lady T says Jag. I got, wait a minute, hold on. Oh, somebody picked Texans. Okay. I was about
wait
to
a minute.
Saints, I ain't mad at you. Saints versus the Falcons, you guys. We only got a few more left. Saints versus the Falcons, you guys. We're doing good. Saints, Falcons. Saints, Falcons. Come on, Tang.
Saints.
Come on, 57.
Falcons.
Come on, Cap.
No, baby.
Thanks.
Says Falcons.
No.
Come on, 007.
Saints.
G.
Falcons.
Mima.
Falcons.
Hey, let me see. Reese.
Mama saw. Saints. Too saw.
I'm going Saints. Kel.
Saints.
All right, that was quick. That was quick and good. Let's keep it moving. This is a division game, you guys. This is a division game. We have the Rams versus the Cardinals. Rams versus the Cardinals. Let's see. Who's going to go first? Come on, 57. Come on. You go first.
Rams.
Rams. Cardinals.
Rams.
Rams. Gotcha. Come on, Cap.
I'm going to go with the Rams.
You can really put both names together, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Come on, Mima.
I'm just picking the Rams because everybody else did. I don't know nothing about them.
Oh, I know that's right. Come on,
you should have asked me to meet Mima.
I'm going with the Rams.
Tang, I hear you talking. Come on, too.
Cardinals.
He was just talking.
My baby says Cardinals. Come on, 007.
Rams.
Come on, Cam.
Cardinals.
They ain't got nothing.
I'm going Cardinals, too. I don't know why. But I just thought they would win. Come on,
Reed.
Defense, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to be tired. They're going to be on the field all day.
I'm going to mark that one. We're going to talk about it, you guys. Let's go. Browns versus the Broncos. Browns versus the Broncos, you guys. Browns versus Broncos. This game is in Denver. This game is in Denver. Okay? This game is in Denver. Come on, G.
I'm going Broncos.
Mom Betty says Broncos. 007.
So we spent on some Browns.
Come on, Cap.
I'm going with the Broncos. They done won four straight, and they home. I'm going with the Broncos.
Come on, 57.
Orange Crush.
Both of them got orange.
Only one I'm with the Orange
Broncos,
Crush. Only one I'm with the Orange
Broncos,
Crush.
Baby.
Okay, 70, Broncos,
showing
baby.
Your age.
I was going to say, I never even knew that. I never knew that.
Come on, Reed. Browns.
Come on, Tang. Browns.
Kale.
Browns.
Joe Flacco.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going to Browns.
I'm going Broncos. All right, all right, all right. Let's keep it moving, moving. Bills versus the Eagles, you guys. Bills versus the Eagles. Come on, Reese Cup. Eagles. You would say Eagles because that's the winner for you. Come on, 007.
I'm flying high, too. Eagles.
My Betty says Eagles. Come on, Cap. Happy tone.
Oh, my God. This is a tough one here because this is a trap game for the Birds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Bills. Even though I want Philly to win, I'm going to go with the Bills.
Okay. Come on, 57. Mm-hmm. I'll put a mark beside it. Come on, 57.
Eagles.
Gotcha. Come on, Mima. Eagles. Come on, G.
I'm going Bill.
Come on, Tang.
Bill.
Yeah.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going to Eagles.
I'm going to try the Bills. All right, you guys. Chiefs versus, let me make sure I got everybody. Yep, I did. Chiefs, the Raiders. Chiefs versus the Raiders, you guys. Chiefs and the Raiders. This game is in Las Vegas. This game is in Las Vegas. I think this is the last of the Sunday games. This game is in Las Vegas. All right. What did I say? Chiefs and Raiders.
Put Chiefs across
my Betty says Chiefs. I want her to start it.
Chiefs and Sweet.
Come on, Cap. I know, right? Come on, Cap.
Oh, the Chiefs, they pissed.
Yeah.
Pissed off.
Come on, 57.
Chiefs.
007.
Going with the Chiefs.
Oh, you about to, I was straight. I ain't know about you for a minute.
Right.
Come on, G.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Mima.
Chiefs.
Kale.
Chiefs.
Kay.
Chiefs.
Reese.
Chiefs.
That would be a sweep, you guys. That would be a sweep. First week of the week, week 12, with the Chiefs. All right, you guys, Sunday night football. This is Sunday night football. We have the Ravens versus the Chargers. Ravens versus the Chargers, you guys. I'm going to go ahead out on a limb. Cap, you going Ravens?
Yes, ma'am.
My Betty is going Ravens.
I don't know.
You put Ravens, baby.
Facts.
707, what say you?
Going Ravens.
Come on, 57.
Ravens.
We got another sweep coming? I don't know. I'm going Ravens. Come on, Mima. Ravens going to the Super Bowl. Come on, G.
I'm going Baltimore.
Come on, Kev.
Ravens.
Come on, Tang.
Chargers.
Oh.
Come on, Rika. He's gonna lose. He's gonna lose his little money. Come on,
Ravens.
Okay, Ravens. All right. And for the last game, y'all know what to do. I need a score. I need a score for the Bears and the Vikings. You guys, I need a score. You guys, y'all got to be specific, okay? And nobody can have the same score. Nobody can have the same score. So y'all listen up. Listen up careful. Mom Betty is saying Vikings. The teams are Bears, Vikings. Mom Betty is saying Vikings 21-17.
Get up.
All right? 21-17.
Damn, okay. My Betty.
But I'm going to go with the, man, it's another tough one. I'm going with the Bears.
Bears?
I'm going to say
19-14.
Kale? I'm going to go with the Vikings, and I'm going to say 24-10.
Come on, Tang.
Going with the Vikings, 23-16.
How do you get 16? Oh, three. I know.
Three field goals and a touchdown.
Yep, and a touchdown, yep. Come on, reach the cup. I'm sorry, y'all. Come on, reach the cup.
Vikings, 20-10.
20-10. So we got a 24-10. We got a 23-16. We got a 20-10, a 21-17, and a 19-14, you guys. All right? Come on, Mima.
Vikings 24-14. Anybody have that one?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
24-14 is her score, you guys. 24. She said 24-14. Let's go, G.
I'm going Vikings 28-7.
28-27 or 28-7? 28-7. 28-7.
Got you.
Damn. I got you. Come on,
Double O. I'm going Vikings 28-12.
Like that 28. There you go.
Come on, 57.
17-10 Vikings.
Damn, that was my school.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. I am going Vikings. And I am taking 17-13. So let me make sure everybody is good. Mima has Vikings 24-14. G, you picked Vikings 28-7. 57, you got 17-10. Cap, you got Bears 19-14. And 57, you did pick the Vikings. My Betty says Vikings 21-17. 007 got the Vikings at 28-12. Tang said Vikings 23-16. Reese said Vikings 20-10. I said Vikings 17-13. And Kel ring it up the rear with Vikings at 24-10. You guys, it has been a pleasure doing Lady T's Picks with you guys. You guys know I love it. Reese, congratulations for week 11. The Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5, you guys, for the donations. And I hope you guys pick a shirt for your winnings because we're trying to get these shirts out there. Congratulations and good luck to you all. Kill.
All right. Let's jump right into these calls because we got some people that've been on hold. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Come on in.
Hey, don't
judge me. What's going on, y'all?
We weren't judging you. You know that ATL. We weren't judging you. We thought it was the wild man coming in.
Yeah.
Y'all got to be careful, man. I don't want to have to curse nobody again this week, man. Somehow, y'all got to talk about the Heisman. I say Jordan Travis' name. We ain't seen that brother since, man. Sad what happened to him on Saturday, man.
I'm serious,
y'all. Y'all got to be careful with me, man.
You don't play.
And did Superman look like Superman again, y'all? Cause y'all ain't finna keep telling me Josh Dobbs is good. I'm just not gonna accept it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's not good. No.
That wasn't on the Dobbs, man. Dobbs played a good game.
Yeah, Dobbs had.
It wasn't
good
on him
at all. What's going on? What the devil? You know how you have your opinion on something, and somebody keep playing better than what you thought, and now you're out here rooting against that person with the ultimate hater opinion. That's
you.
What I'm on with Dobbs, bro.
I feel you. I'm about to say, because you got to love Dobbs, bro. You got to love Dobbs.
Tell the truth, Nod. You don't like that man because he don't have no hair. Ain't that the truth? Tell the truth.
Kevin Garnett told me what to say about it. No, I just wanted to be right on my opinion. Y'all know how that goes. You want to be right, you're looking at it, you're like, dang, maybe this dude did improve, and he out here balling. Got to give it up to him. But, hell, when your coach call a running back pitch to the quarterback, hell, you're going to get hurt anyway. So, you got the team working again.
He blasted him, didn't they, Nard?
Yeah, that was bad. That was terrible.
That was trite.
That was
bad. They got him blew
so
up,
bad
man.
Hey, look,
that was
open
play, wasn't it?
That was worse than Shanahan made Robert Griffin run a 9 route for y'all.
Hey,
y'all remember that?
But look though, did y'all see the coach's face? The Dobbs got cranked up. The coach was looking like, damn, why I call that?
Oh man!
You see the parents' look.
Right.
Yeah.
The parents.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all know the NFL. They went straight to the parents. He went straight to the parents.
He got to put that in his next contract. Look, I ain't doing no tomfoolery, no hijinks, none of that pitch back, none of that. Never. Don't put that in the playbook.
That Bama got up and say, which one of y'all hit me? For real.
But happy Mac Canada Day, 57.
Best move he could have ever made, bruh. Should have been made that move.
Yeah. I'm jealous. I'm jealous because I'm waiting on the same thing to happen. Seriously. I am jealous. And look, y'all, think about this one thing right here real quick, y'all. In the beginning of training camp, Ron Rivera came in front of the media and said players are complaining about Eric Bieniemy's intensity. I have not seen Washington play intense football all season. All season. So, you done made yourself clickbait. I'm trying to tell you because everybody is waiting. I can't go to a Washington fan's post and don't see a picture of Ron Rivera and the U-Haul moving truck behind him. Seriously.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
Oh, my bad.
Hmm.
I know that's
right. All right.
Don't you come back no more.
Let's bring my buddy Kirby in. What's up, Kirk?
Kirby.
Coo-coo-coo. I got a lot of background noise. Is this Kel's Corner? I was trying to dial 1-900. I have a fantasy.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm scared to ask you.
You must be the on the corner. That must be what your fantasy is.
No, seriously, it's always a pleasure to listen to Kel's Corner and the hostess with the mostest, Lady T, and that great personality on the radio, 57. Did I leave anybody? Oh, Kel, yeah, the host with the most. Okay. All right. I got too much background noise here.
Hey, Kirby, tell the grandbabies Uncle Kel said hello.
All right, I sure will.
All right, buddy. All right, buddy. My man Kirby.
All right, have a good day.
Do you guys, Treece, I wanna just go into, because I got 1, 2, 3, 4 games with stars beside them. I got the Washington Cowboy games, the Steelers Bengals game,
the Rams
and Cardinals, Bills and Eagles.
And the Bills and Eagles. Yep.
Which one do y'all want to go to first?
Steelers and Bengals.
The Steelers.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got Cap, G, Tang, and Treece that No. We got 57, Meemaw, G, Mom Betty, Captain, Kel, and Treece, who are picking the Steelers, 007, and Reese pick the Bengals. What say you, 57?
Well, after we fired our offensive coordinator, we got to come out with a strong standing this weekend. So that's why I picked us to win this game. I don't think it has anything to do with who we playing. We've got to win this game this weekend coming up. Real quick, I know this Thanksgiving weekend coming up. I want to thank all the prayer warriors for all your prayers this year. If I don't get to say it again, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are welcome.
Well, you're very welcome.
I'm going with the Steelers, y'all, because and Tang brought it up. This is the only reason. Joe Burrow is not playing at all, y'all. He has torn ligaments in his wrist, and they showed him this weekend trying to throw that ball, and I've never seen a quarterback in that much pain trying to throw a football. So, yeah, but was Brock a wrist, though?
No, it was the shoulder.
Well, the shoulder, I can pretty much understand or relate to, but the wrist being that messed up, banged up, I don't think I've ever seen that, truly.
Okay.
And I mean, just gripping the ball was a task for Joe Burrow. And then he tried to throw it and was like, nah, bro, I'm done. So,
he was holding his wrist like certain people in Atlanta. Look, point blank, period, tell the kickers to warm up. I don't feel like they don't see no touchdown.
I ain't touching that.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of kicking. Jack Browning against Kenny Pickett.
It truly does. It truly does. Anybody else? Steelers, Bengals, anybody else?
Yeah, it's whether if the Steelers defense could stop missing.
But they
missing what?
007. No, because he had 14 carries, 69 yards, like 5 points. That's 5 points per carry. You know what I'm saying? You know that moves the clock and everything like that, and
what?
On the other side, you know what I'm saying, the defense of the Bengals, you know, they legit. So I'm going to pick them. And another thing, Jamar Chase, you know, if the quarterback, you know what I'm saying, could find him, you know what I'm saying, like he could be in for a big game.
I'm going to tell you, when you're playing against a Mike Tomlin team, okay,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't say this or see this. Mike Tomlin is like the black Bill Belichick. He gets that defense. When you're limited, you don't have a passing game or you don't have a running game, it's like Mike Tomlin is rubbing his hands together and he's a mad scientist with ways to take that other aspect of your game away. So I think the Bengals, yes, they have a good defense. Yes, I'm not saying they don't. But I think Mike Tomlin is going to have these boys geared up on both sides, all three phases of football, special teams, offense, and defense. And then they're going against a quarterback who really hasn't played, y'all. They're going against a quarterback who really hasn't played. This is a game that the Steelers should take. I don't want to say easily because all football teams are professionals. So I don't want to say easily, but I don't think the Steelers are going to have as much trouble as 007 and Reese think. I really don't.
Remember, was a quarterback that came out the street, though, and, you know, then his thing got a W.
When was this?
He's talking about dogs. Talking about dogs?
You know, DeVito, wasn't he in the street? I mean, he was third screen or something. Came out of nowhere and beat us. He ain't no business doing that.
You're talking about
us. He beat y'all, though, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, him.
Who's on our sideline is equal to Mike Tomlin? I'll wait,
too.
Nobody.
Okay. So that's enough. Uh-oh. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. We have had our official 007 moment.
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right, y'all. Rams and Cardinals. The Rams and the Cardinals. I picked the Cardinals because I think Kyler Murray is back. And I'm telling you, it's something about when your team has its leader back, that team just elevates their game on all facets of football. So the Rams squeaked by this weekend. They truly squeaked. They have done nothing to make me think Rams. I know a lot of you are picking the Rams because of the Super Bowl win, but we got to know
I picked against Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Kyler Murray ain't no leader, number one. He's not a leader. He ain't back from nothing. When he was there, he did absolutely nothing. Completely healthy. With weapons and everything, he did absolutely nothing. He is that guy. Nope. He's collecting money right now. I mean, he's off an injury. He couldn't lead me to a glass of water. He couldn't lead me to a glass of water in the desert, bro.
Oh my goodness! Not a glass of water.
Hey, but remember, Cooper Kupp is banged up. He didn't finish the game. He didn't look like himself the other day. And
yeah, but they won without him.
The Rams lucked into that win last week. So
they got Puka.
They both stink right now.
You got to pick somebody.
Right.
Yeah,
so you
got to
pick somebody. Right. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to come around the end cap and one of those defensive linemen, grab him under the arms and hold him up and go, little boy, what you doing out here? Say Graham playing somewhere.
You know what? I can't.
Running and scrambling trying to show his arms. He's throwing the house with Wells on the side. He's throwing the Hollywood Brown. He's throwing the backup tight end. The running game, he just came back from his injury. So Cardinals ain't, you know, for me, they ain't really, you know, doing nothing for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hurry it on up. Bills and Eagles. Cap, G, Tang, and Trees all picked the Bills. What about this Bills team have you seen that make you think they're going to be successful against the Eagles?
No, I think it's just a letdown. I think it's a letdown game for the Eagles. I don't think the Bills ain't done nothing to impress me. Josh Allen, I've been telling y'all since I started the show last year, he is overrated. Mm-hmm. He went to Wyoming for a reason. He didn't go to
to one of the big colleges, Power Fives. He went to Wyoming. And now, you know, as soon as he come out, it's another great white hype or whatever. But he ain't it, bro. He not it.
Okay. Okay.
For me.
Jalen Hurts is strong as the season goes.
That's
what seems
I
every
think
week
Jalen Hurts
is getting stronger and stronger.
It's like for me with the Eagles, like that Chiefs game, the Chiefs gave them that game because the Chiefs were really supposed to win that game with all the drop balls and the fumbles and the, you know, all that kind of stuff. So they squeaked past on, they're not playing up to their potential, like because if the Chiefs was on their A game, they would have won that game. It have, a lot of people that played them was on their A game. They was only, you know, losing by 3 points, 5 points, 10 points, 6 points. They not blowing nobody out the water. And of course, any win is a win. I don't care if you win by half a point. A win is a win. So, you know, I understand that they ride high right now, but it's got to come to an end sometime.
Hey, I bet.
Justin dropped two passes.
Yeah, he did. And fumble one.
Exactly.
I bet.
We was Taylor Swift at. Well, I mean, Taylor Swift at when we need her. Where she at?
She had a concert.
She had a concert over in Brazil, Rio, something
his
like that.
His line is gone. He couldn't catch nothing. Hey. He's thinking about the little butt lady. Lord have mercy, I can't take it.
I bet you Andy Reid said, damn. We let the cheetah go. Because Marquez Stanley, that ball
had the other
hit. I mean, that ball
he
hit.
The, he had the other twist.
Yeah.
I ain't messing with it.
Hey.
I love y'all. Y'all know I do, right? I ain't going to never tell y'all something that I don't. I love y'all.
So what time Thursday?
So we're not doing a show on Thursday, sir. You wasn't listening?
That's why
we're not doing
the
show. We'll see everybody on Tuesday. Hey, Reese, you still here? Come on in, Reese. Come on with the last one.
Somebody better call me.
hey, I'm going to tell y'all. So, I'm game for Thursday. If y'all do come to on Thursday, I'm there. Let me know.
That's what's up.
I'm sitting with a play by.
Come on, Reese.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for – I'm thankful for winning. Thank you. I enjoyed the game, and I hope I win next week. But
boy.
Thank you all.
What you gonna make? What you gonna make? Kale call you in the house, Reese.
Winner.
Reese. That's what she gonna be called in the house.
Make him cook Thanksgiving dinner.
Keep it up, girl. Keep it up.
Hey, I was gonna do that anyway.
With that being said,
yeah,
he's the cook. Y'all know we love y'all over here at Kale's Corner. Y'all already know that. So with that being said, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, which is Tuesday of next week, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Listen, you guys, be safe, okay? My husband always say be safe and pay attention out there. My mother always say peace, love, and soul, okay? Peace, love, and soul. You guys enjoy your week. It's a lot of football, a lot of basketball, a lot of everything going on. Pay attention. I love you guys and stay prayed up. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey. 57, I think what we're going to do is our old faithful and have us an adult Kale's Corner on Thursday instead of coming on the air. I want you guys... Like Tree said, Tane say, be safe, please, y'all, please. No text or phone call is more important than your life. Put that phone down, pull that car over if it's necessary, and do it that way. Please, please. I want you all to enjoy your family. Enjoy your family, man. you know, this is a holiday that's about togetherness, that's about food, that's about football and fun. Try to have them all. Try to have them all. And like Lady T said, we'll get back with you guys Tuesday at 5 p.m. Good luck on the picks. Reese Cup, you go, girl. That's my boo. All right, y'all. We'll check with y'all Tuesday.
Can I get down?
We love y'all.
Can I get down?